So it turns out the ram raid package was $6 million, some paperwork and a lot of disgruntled business owners, as far as I could tell. Police Minister Poto Williams admitted there had been a recent spike in ram raids and related offending. No kidding, Poto. One of the disappointed was the Dairy Owners Association head, Sonny Koshal, is back with us. Sonny, morning to you.
Very good morning, Mike.
I saw you grab the microphones yesterday and go for it. Good on you. So you're as frustrated as everybody else.
We are actually, we were expecting the announcement to be a game changer yesterday, but it is not only too little too late, but it also raised so many questions than answers. So we still do not know what the $6 million would buy. I mean, if they are talking about addressing the ram rates, Mike, one bollard costs $1,000. And so you can imagine there are more than 6,000 dairies. So what $6 million is going to buy?
Nothing.
Yeah. So, and also for the ram rates, you need the 4 cannons, which we had estimated, we had written to the government, is going to be cost at least $13 million. And you need, on top of it, bollards, CCTV cameras. You need better lighting in the streets. You need more police on patrolling. You need artificial intelligence. And we do not know, and also they have confused with the retail sector. We do not know what the retail sector they're talking about. So minister came yesterday with a representative of retail NZ, and though they choose to announce in front of a dairy, but the dairies, the convenience stores, the gas stations are very different than the Gucci stores.
This is true. What is your view of the police? Are the police doing their job or not?
See, there's not enough police to do the job. So first of all, we need more police on patrols, and the police need to be more visible. They should be working with the business businesses and building relations and gathering info on the offenders. So more police, more enforcement, more deterrent.
Yeah, it's the same call every time. What's it cost to kit out a dairy and make it a fortress? By the time you got the bollards and the screens and the cages and the lights and the fog cannon and all the other crap you've got to put in it.
Yeah, it's a very expensive. In fact, that's to run a business nowadays, because as you know, these offenders are out in the streets, and it's costing money to the business owners like anything, and that's why they're losing their faith in the police, in the justice system, and in the government and the police minister itself.
Man.
So they need to tackle this crime immediately. First of all, the government need to acknowledge there is a serious problem. There is a crime emergency in New Zealand. See, the soft-on-crime approach is not working.
Correct, Sonny, as always. Sonny Koshal, who's the Dairy Owners Association. She needs to be sacked. She's not up for it.